Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wednesday was National Signing Day, although it's different now than it used to be.
Yes.
Because of the early signing period in December. And one guy who covers it as well as anybody does, and he is kind enough to join us to put a wrap on everything. I think he would have preferred to have slept in this morning.
Probably.
But nevertheless, he joins us now. Tom Van Haren from ESPN. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. This is sleeping in for me. The past 2 days, I've been up at 5, so this is good. I'm fine with it.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations then. Tom, of course, wrote the book Road to Ann Arbor. We talked to Tom about that back in the fall. Great Michigan recruiting stories. And I was looking just now to make sure it was available on Amazon, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to note that you should buy Road to Ann Arbor, not The Road to Ann Arbor, which is a book about Appalachian State's upset over Michigan.
Oh, wow.
Don't buy that
Big
book.
Distinction there.
There is an important distinction for Michigan fans. You'll be disappointed if you order that book. So order Road to Ann Arbor by Tom Van Haren.
Tom, before we get into the local teams, I see ESPN, the national rankings that you have, the top 10. Top three, Bama, Georgia, Texas A&M, all from the SEC, and the only schools that do not reside in warm weather areas is Oregon and Michigan. How much, besides that the teams are pretty good, does weather, geography, and region have to do with these teams having amazing recruiting years, year in and year out, it seems?
Well, I think it's geography more than weather, because you look at where a lot of the top prospects are located, and they're in Georgia, Florida, Texas, California, in those warm weather regions. And naturally, it's going to be easier for those schools to recruit those prospects. So I think it has to do more with geography and really the makeup of the SEC right now and what the product is on the field. And you mentioned Alabama. We've got Alabama number one in our rankings. They signed 24 ESPN 300 commitments, which is a record. That is the most ESPN 300 commitments any program has ever signed since ESPN started its class rankings in 2006. So I looked at that and I was like, it's difficult to think that as well as Nick Saban has recruited, he's recruiting even better now. I mean, that's hard to believe. It's crazy, but he's being pushed by his former assistants, Kirby Smart at Georgia, Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M. All those guys are pushing each other to recruit at a higher level, and it's showing up in the rankings now.
Tom Van Haren from ESPN with us here to talk National Signing Day. You had the story, Tom, of Doug Nestor going from Ohio State to Virginia Tech, offensive tackle, part of the ESPN 300. Ohio State on the ESPN class ranking is 16th. So the question's obvious. Urban Meyer gone. What is the impact in your mind on Ohio State, at least the initial recruiting class?
Yeah, it was an interesting impact, because it was almost a year-long drawn-out process that recruits were watching. It wasn't this, just a surprise retirement. It was all the stuff before the season with the allegations against Zach Smith, the suspension for Urban Meyer, and then rumors came out that he was going to retire. And so prospects watched that throughout the year, and I think that really impacted the class overall throughout that entire time. And then we got up to where he actually announced the retirement, and Ryan Day took over. We led to the early signing period, and really I thought Ohio State did a pretty good job, given the circumstances, that you're losing someone with the stature that Urban Meyer has, the clout that he has. They only lost three commitments in the 2019 class after Urban Meyer announced his retirement. So I thought that was a pretty good takeaway for Ryan Day. And I think it's an indicator of what these prospects think of him as well, Ryan Day as a recruiter. I've talked to a lot of prospects that have said that they think he's an outstanding relationship builder. He's a guy that relates really well to the prospects. And if you look at the product that he put on the field on offense, for Ohio State, I know the defense struggled a little bit throughout the season, but the offense was outstanding, and prospects are watching that. So You know, we'll see if they can get a waiver for Justin Fields, the transfer quarterback, to play right away next year. If they can, I think that's going to be a huge help for them on the recruiting trail to show that they can keep that consistency on offense and keep that high level of play going forward.
Michigan, 27 signings, which is a lot. That's part of the reason the ranking's so high where you have them. Would it be fair to say Draxton Hill, the number one recruit, he flipped to Alabama, then flipped back at safety. And the other guy that I'm really intrigued with, especially now that Chris Evans is up in the air, is Zach Charbonnet from California. How good is he, and how quick should we expect both Charbonnet and Hill to make an impact in Ann Arbor?
Yeah, I'll talk about those two. And then, Stoney, I'm going to add in Mazi Smith, too, the defensive tackle. I think those three guys are probably names for everybody to watch. Zach Charbonnet, he's a 6'2", 220-pound running back. And I think that size alone is something that really we haven't seen out of a lot of the running backs at Michigan lately. And having that size combined with the speed that he has, the athleticism that he has, he kind of flew under the radar a little bit in the beginning of his recruitment, despite being on the same team as the number one ranked prospect in the class, Kayvon Thibodeau. And then Michigan noticed him, and then a couple other teams noticed him, and then he kind of blew up from there, and now we have him in the ESPN 300 as the number five ranked running back. I think he is definitely someone that could come in and play early. I think he can contribute early for them, too. Just like I said, because of his size, because of his athleticism, I think he gives them something different than they've had before. And then Daxton Hill, you mentioned one of the best prospects in this class. We actually pulled myself and my colleague Adam Rittenberg, we pulled 65 college coaches, and we asked them who they thought was the best prospect in this class. And Daxton Hill was one of the top vote getters from coaches across the country as the top prospect in this class. We've got him as the number one ranked safety. He's one of those guys that legitimately could be a weapon on offense or defense. I think he's got that much athleticism, and he's going to help Michigan on defense. He's going to be able to help on special teams as well. I think, you know, the defense has some depth, but I think he's just going to, with how good he is, how talented he is, I think he's going to start to work his way into that lineup and work his way onto the field. And then, like I said, Mazi Smith, the defensive tackle, with Aubrey Solomon transferring to Tennessee, you know, you lose some interior defensive linemen. I think Mazi Smith is a guy that a lot of people should watch for next season. He's already enrolled at Michigan. I know our scouts think he's one of the best defensive prospects overall, not just defensive linemen, one of the best defensive prospects after watching him out at the Under Armour All-America game in this class. So I think he's got a chance to play early as well.
And we're talking to Tom Van Haren of ESPN about National Signing Day on Wednesday and Michigan State. I feel like every time they do a recap of Michigan State recruiting classes, it's not very highly ranked, but players D'Antonio loves to coach, and obviously they focused a lot on the offensive and defensive lines.
Kids from Belleville,
yeah.
Too.
And a kid from a West Bloomfield, Stoney.
That's right, Trey Mosley, baby.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. I think this is getting back to how they recruited in the past when they had success, where the top of the class, there are some really, really good prospects, but they're in-state prospects. They're guys that, you know, I always tell people when coaches are out recruiting, if you were to go back and look at the guys that coaches have success with in recruiting, a lot of the times it's who they're comfortable with, the coaches, the high school coaches they're comfortable with, the high school programs that they're comfortable with. You can get really good information if you have a really good relationship with those high school coaches. And Belleville, the coaching staff there, Jermaine Crowell came from Cass Tech. The Michigan State staff knows him really well. And I think that says a lot to me that the top two prospects, an offensive lineman, Devontae Dobbs, and cornerback Julian Barnett, both local kids who I think you can scout those kids a little bit better, and usually the success rate is better with those guys. So I think those two are prospects that maybe could help out early on. Devontae Dobbs is a five-star. Julian Barnett is 6'2", 197 pounds. So I think he could help out at corner, help that secondary, especially with Justin Lane leaving. So I think they've got some pieces. And like you said, they focused on what they need help with. Offensive line, they've got five offensive linemen in the class. They've got two running backs, and they've got three wide receivers. And they signed yesterday Trayvon Morgan, a 6'6", 215-pound receiver. So I think, you know, it might take a few years for these guys, most of these guys, to see the field. But I think they focused on their weaknesses and what they need to fix. So we'll see down the line if it's able to help.
Something I saw about D'Antonio, they lost two recruits basically because even though they verbally committed to Michigan State, they decided to just take some visits anyway for the hell of it. And D'Antonio, that's against his policy. If you do that, your offer is pulled. Do you like that policy? I know kids flip all the time as well. So where do you stand on that kind of stuff?
Well, it's tough. It's tough in this world of recruiting that we're in. I agree with it. I think it's fine. I think it's a policy that if the coach communicates it beforehand, before the kid commits, and says, hey, if you want to commit, that's fine. But once you do it, we like you to be 100% on board with us, because it really safeguards the program from any late decommitments or losing out on any surprise decommitments and being in a bind down the road. However, the way that these prospects, and whether this is right or wrong, I don't necessarily agree with it or disagree, but these prospects, they feel that they have a lot more leverage now than they used to. And they have a lot more power in this process than they used to, where it's not just, I'm going to go through, take a couple visits, commit, and then I'm going to go fade off into oblivion. They're getting recruited by coaches on social media through text. They're getting Photoshop pictures sent to them every day, constant communication. And I think it's just a different world where these prospects think that, you know what, I can commit, but I'm still going to make sure that this is the best opportunity for me and this is the best place I should be. So I think the policy, what its intent is, I think it makes sense, but I'm not sure that it can work in today's recruiting with how these prospects think and really how they make decisions now.
Tom Van Haren, the author, the writer, ESPN.com. You can follow him on Twitter, @TomVH, and the great book about Michigan and all the recruiting stories from years past and present, The Road to Ann Arbor, is available on Amazon.com and wherever books are sold. Tom, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it. Good talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me.
All right, there he is. Tom Van Haren joining us here. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.